annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back, June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers Cherry Glazer, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Foe, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalists Witch, renowned soundscape composer Laurel Halo, British electronic producer Forest Swords, eminent post-punk three-piece Wombo, Philadelphia hardcore punk group Soul Glow, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com. Doxa Documentary Film Festival returns May 2nd to 12th, 2024. Audiences of all ages are invited to 10 days of curiosity and critical thought in film. For 22 years, Doxa continues to present both short and feature films from across Canada and the globe, representing some of the best in documentary cinema. This year, Doxa is once again returning to local theaters in Vancouver and will feature live discussions, workshops, and other industry networking events with filmmakers. Visit doxafestival.ca for tickets, and we hope to see you there.
At 11 a.m. every Wednesday, tune in to CITR 101.9 FM. For Radio Arts by Danny Gall, a series featuring artworks made especially for radio broadcast, presented by the Belkin Gallery at UBC and the Polygon Gallery at the Lonsdale Quay, in tandem with two exhibitions of major works by the artist. Composed of a vast archive of sound documents, these broadcasts invite us as embodied listeners to consider the relationship of political events to acoustic events. They can be understood as both historical documents and musical compositions in the tradition of music concrete. As the transmission unfolds, we hear a full spectrum of Gall's approach to making art for radio. From selected episodes of Different Time, Different Pitch, Different Place, commissioned by Documenta 14 in 2017, to the two-part radio play entitled Vertiginous, commissioned in 2023 for the podcast series Uncertain Groundlessness, Navigating Dizziness Together.
Tune your radio to the CITR 101.9 FM on a Tuesday, specifically at 1 p.m. or 11 p.m. for saxophone Hella Permitti or saxophone Lenui. Hosted by moi, accompanied with the improvisationalist, saxophonists, composers, and musicians of our great era since the 70s. Such as Anthony Braxton, Albert Ehler, Solange, Ghostface Killah, Ornette Coleman, Sonny Rollins. That's 1 p.m. or 11 p.m. on a Tuesday to listen to saxophone a la Primiti or saxophone Landoui.
Translation to original English. Good afternoon. You are now listening to Mixotroph on CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasting here today on the unceded ancestral homelands of the Musqueam people. I just want to give a quick shout out to, before we start, to the Wutsitsitsim Garden, who've been doing really beautiful work. That's located on UBC Farm, and they're doing just a lot of cool stuff, growing medicinal plants, culturally important plants, and they're always looking for volunteers. So if you are interested in doing some land-based decolonial work, highly encourage you to get involved. Monday through Friday, there's always going to be someone happy to give you a hand if you just come with an open heart and open mind. So my name is Nolan. I'm one of the hosts of Mixotroph here. Owen is not here today. He's probably tending to his lovely hair. So it's just me, and today I'm going to be sharing the music of Tony Allen, who is one of my favorite musicians of all time. He's a drummer from Lagos, Nigeria. Extremely unique feel and sound on the drums. The father of Afrobeat, he's referred to as. And yeah, I'm not going to say too much more about him. I want first to let you listen to and just focus on the drumming. And this is a track called Rofo Rofo Fight by Fela Kuti, released in 1972. So this is kind of one of Tony Allen's earlier collaborations with Fela, and I'll get into that a little bit after. So on this track, you can clearly hear like how unique Tony Allen's rhythms are. Just so creative, never playing the same thing twice, really precise kick drum hits, really effective use of the hi-hat open and close to create movement and a groove that is just unstoppable. And I'm kind of taking a moment here just mid-song to talk about it, because these Fela Kuti songs, if any of you have listened, a lot of these are like 15 plus minutes long, just super long jams, which is really great. But there's a lot of music I want to cover today on Tony Allen, because he has been such a prolific artist and collaborator. So his career sort of spans from 1965, I believe he first started working with Fela Kuti, in 68. He became musical director of Africa 70 with Fela. And yeah, Fela acknowledges it himself, like there would be no Afrobeat without Tony Allen. So these grooves and these innovative uses of the hi-hat and just the feel, I think that's what sort of strikes me most with Tony Allen, is just how relaxed he is, but so in the pocket and just so loose, and it seems just very fluid and natural. Yeah, there's another song of Tony Allen's in collaboration with Fela that I want to play next, which is one of my favorite grooves. And there's also a really great cover on it on YouTube by Coco Roco. It's called Colonial Mentality. So one of my all-time favorite grooves. Just pay attention to the cool polyrhythm stuff, because that is something that you'll hear in this radio hour, is just how effective those are at just creating a good groove. Thank you. This track is called Colonial Mentality. Yeah, pay attention to that 1-2-3 kick drum in the beginning. That is just showcases Tony Allen's just prowess to play these grooves just so perfectly for on and on and on. I think it's quite fitting. Colonial Mentality. I wanna, considering what's going on at UBC right now, just wanna give a quick mention to people protesting outside McInnes Field at the moment. Yeah, great work, great community coming together. It's beautiful, and if you feel compelled to just hang out, learn, make art, the people, the community there are extremely welcoming, and there's nothing but love in this encampment. Yeah, so I invite you to check it out if you have the time. If not, that's alright. Just take care of yourselves, make sure you're resting, and, you know, being kind to yourself, that's important too. So whatever you may be going through, the intensity of things, just take a moment to let the groove of Mr. Tony Allen take you away. Yeah, I could listen to this forever. It's a great arrangement by Fela. I want to, for this next track, move away from his work with Fela, because there's just so much he's done on his own, because the end of that relationship sort of came because there was frictions between these two, like, directors, these two band leaders, in terms of payment, and there were some other issues towards the end of the 70s, Tony Allen just decided to quit the Africa 70 and do his own work. And that was when, for me, he just totally flourished in what he was doing, different collaborations, the sounds he was bringing in. And we're going to see throughout this radio hour, like just the diversity of different stuff that he was a part of, which is really cool. So yeah, this next one is called Inepa, and it's Tony Allen's, one of his earlier tracks, just on his own. Came out in 1985. Inepa, Never Expect Power Always. This is a really cool track.
Never expect power always.
This is Mixotrope on CITR 101.9 FM. Did you know that it took 4 replacement drummers after he left Tony Allen, I'm referring to, when he left Africa 70, they went through 4 drummers. And the sound of Afrobeat, as it was directed by Fela after that in Egypt 80, was completely different if you listen to that stuff. Because, yeah, that his independence and the way he's very lightly playing the drums. I saw in an interview, Tony Allen said he considers the drums like he would consider his wife. He wants to caress the drums, not beat it. And I think that's a very interesting approach to the instrument, where we've heard it a lot of the time, it's very aggressive. But yeah, this unique approach is sort of what gives Tony Allen his legendary feel and style. I want to play one more Afrobeat one before we're going to move into like some different stuff, and it's in collaboration with a Brazilian Afrobeat group actually from Rio de Janeiro, and that actually formed on Fela Kuti Day and then started making stuff, and then Tony Allen got wind of it, which I mean must have been pretty amazing for these cats to hear that, and then they collaborated on this track. So yeah, it's cool to see. I love seeing this crossover of Brazilian music is very interesting rhythms. It's been influenced by Yoruba musical traditions, many other musical traditions out of West Africa. So it's cool to hear this one. It's called Meus Filhos Afrobeat Rework. Thank you. You are listening to Mixotroph on CITR 101.9 FM. This is the Tony Allen special. Those two last tracks were Tony Allen's adventures into jazz. That last track was called No Beginning, which is part of his collaborative album with Adrian Young, a very recent release. Unfortunately, Tony Allen passed in 2020, and this is a posthumous release, which is kind of cool to see how Afrobeat was initially informed by jazz, like melodically, in some ways, and influenced. And now we see Tony Allen returning to that and collaborating with these young musicians, creating this amazing, innovative music with his, without, you know, compromising what he's bringing. And every single track has that cool feel. So I want to play some more recent collaborations of Tony Allen. This next track I want to play is with Damon Albarn, which you might know from Blur, Gorillaz, legendary musician. And this was a group that was formed of Damon Albarn and Tony Allen, called The Good, The Bad, and The Queen. And the track is called Nature Springs.
Heart spend a night and the guns are low. way that my word holds weight. My ascension was offensive to David Blaine. Satellite dishes from different dimensions, trying to pick up on the signal if we speaking on range. What's 10,000 hours to descendants of slaves and niggas who grew up living with that internal pain? It's just clock spinning to infinity, wishing we can buy back the minutes when we really get paid. But it's the simple things that keep my mind out the cage. Doing suicides on courts at Fauché, nothing more satisfying than a bucket through the chains. And getting off my chest was uncomfortable to say. When you're solid as a rock, you know there's nothing more to gain. What I learned about snakes on animal shows is that creatures of habit do what's natural. So I just watch my step and stay 100%. On my wrist, cause this doesn't exist. Not a knock or a diss if you ain't know what I meant. It only take a second just to show you this trick. Watch closely. There it went. I'm the opposite of talking different toilets, same shit, more like brand new day, same pair of kicks. My squad don't entertain comparison to derelicts, just flesh and skeleton, but that's where it ends. Looking from any angle, you know that's the squarest biz. It's embarrassing, people don't care about heritage. You gotta get the frames fixed the way you see fit, custom made for your vision till you fully commit. Only thing more clearer than my hydrated piss is the transparency of my soul's intent. It's all by design if you understand percentage, like CMYK. Rich black makes a difference.
That track was called Rich Black, collaboration between Koreatown, Oddity, and Tony Allen, which is super cool to see. Hip-hop, another very like politically informed, engaged musical genre. It's cool to see Tony Allen bringing his skill set to work with artists doing, because Afrobeat and Tony Allen's origins and legacy is very politically informed as well, against, you know, colonialism in Nigeria and Pan-Africanism and other things. So it's cool to see. This one right here, I really like this album. It's New Janea working with Allen. New Janea is like this cool Italian disco funk duo. Yeah, the Tony Allen Experiments is what it's called, the album. Pretty cool. It's called Howls. You're listening to Mixotroph. The track that's currently playing is Locked and Loaded, Tony Allen and Jeff Mills. Jeff Mills is legendary Detroit techno producer. Very interesting collaboration. Also, shout out to Tony Allen for having just the coolest album covers. Every single one I've seen has just been incredible. We're nearing the end of our show, and I'm going to cut this one off, unfortunately, because I want to play one last collaboration, which is a bit different to what we're hearing now, but it's really a song that was moving to me and wanted to share it. It's called 555. And yeah, it's gonna be our last track for today. I hope you enjoy tuning in. I hope you can get some sunshine while it lasts. Thanks to everyone for listening. I forgot to mention, this track is co-produced by Air, who's coming to Vancouver in September. So maybe that's why it's so awesome. Have a great rest of your day. The weekend is coming soon, and you can catch Mixotroph every other Thursday from 4 to 5 for the best in world music. Take care.
Yeah. stoke our hopes, try to make it one more night. When I'm left alone at last, I think I might just die from